Here's the translation of the text into English. Trump, without elaborating, cites some pretty good news on Iran. U.S. renews Russian oil waiver after pressure from countries dealing with Iran war price shocks. Trump says China's Xi is very happy about Strait of Hormuz reopening. U.S. to recover uranium from Iran at a leisurely pace, Trump tells Reuters. Goldman sees softer oil demand, flags two-sided risks to 2026 price outlook. Ships test Strait of Hormuz after opening, seek assurances on safety. Gold prices rise after Iran temporarily opens Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Energy Department restores funding to carbon removal projects. European natural gas prices slump after temporary Hormuz reopening announced. Reaction roundup. Experts, analysts weigh in on Strait of Hormuz reopening. What is the AI opportunity for cruise lines? U.S. judge rejects Bayer bid to block Johnson & Johnson prostate cancer drug claims. Australia extends relaxed fuel standards to bolster supply. Air traffic control applicants top 8,000 in 13 hours, Transportation Secretary says. Trump, IRS, in talks to settle U.S. President's $10 billion lawsuit. Is low domestic buying of U.K. stocks a problem? Apple defeats bid for new Apple Watch import ban at U.S. Trade Tribunal. Geothermal developer Fervo Energy files for NASDAQ IPO as losses widen. Blackstone-backed Liftoff moves closer to public markets with U.S. IPO filing. Italy saw modest growth in Q1, supported by Olympics central bank estimates. Canadian housing starts decreased 6% in March. U.S. tariffs drive steep drop in EU exports for second month. NATO will not collapse and U.S. will defend its allies. Estonian minister says Fed's Miron says may cut rate outlook on inflation concerns. U.S. weekly jobless claims fall, manufacturing production retreats in March. Trump administration to lobby allies to support trade over aid push, cable shows. Natural gas storage exceeds expectations, impacts energy markets. Trump threatens to bomb Iran again if no deal is reached by Wednesday. Trump eyes historic China summit as Xi welcomes Hormuz reopening. Markets weigh optimism against uncertainty as Trump signals Iran breakthrough. Conflict in the Middle East, is another show of resilience likely? Watchdog group sues USDA over food safety records related to Ohio train disaster. World Bank launches new strategy to help small states tackle challenges. Mythos a serious threat, but more will follow. Barclays CEO says Venezuela likely to get IMF loan support after necessary groundwork, Georgieva says. Fed's Waller says rate cuts still possible this year if war ends quickly. Bitcoin rises, tops 77K after Iran temporarily opens Strait of Hormuz. BTCC Exchange launches SpaceX pre-IPO perpetual futures trading and celebrates with Tesla Cyberbeast giveaway. South Africa proposes new rules to regulate crypto under exchange controls. BTCC Exchange Q1 2026 report, TradFi and Earn products expand beyond crypto trading. Bitcoin edges higher, holds above 75K amid more U.S.-Iran diplomacy efforts. Institutional stablecoin use triples. Why B2B payments are crypto's new frontier? Bybit launches Learn and Trade Growth Hub to guide users from education to trading with rewards. The Apple Pay moment for Web3. Mixon integrates Coinbase to make fiat to crypto faster than a text message. Bitcoin ticks up, hovers just under $75 on hopes of more U.S. Iran peace talks Cred Shields joins Canton Network as official audit partner. Apple secures a win as U.S. Trade Tribunal rejects Massimo's bid for new watch ban. Anthropic CEO meets Trump officials. Extension sees over new A model Red Cloud receives NASDAQ minimum bid price deficiency notice. American Airlines hairs Dipus carrier brushes off. United merger rumors. Enveric Biosciences closes Fivent private placement with warrants. Phillips 66 declares 1.27 dividend per share. Blue Sky Digital Assets to acquire Chess Gaming.